Dakota salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at COTA.com/trip planner.
Welcome to Texans on Tap. I'm Brandon Strange, SportsMap senior content contributor Charlie Palillo and SportsMap.com editor Josh Jordan. Follow them on X at Palillo and at JoshJordan975. Jack Brain producing behind the scenes. Guys, let's start with the bright spot. CJ Stroud, 384 yards, two touchdowns, and for the second week in a row, no interceptions. We're grading on a curve with four linemen out on Sunday. I thought mostly CJ looked poised, especially for a rookie with a makeshift line in front of him. What did you see, Charlie?
I'm good with that. That makeshift offensive line yielding six sacks of CJ Stroud. Not quite rookie year David Carr running for his life nearly every damn time he dropped back to the pocket, but enough of it. I think Stroud, I like the patience that he shows. Now, he's not an electrifying runner as opposed to pre-concussion Anthony Richardson in the first quarter on Sunday. But Stroud is mobile enough, but when he moves, he's looking to throw the ball, right? Buying time, keeping eyes downfield. To me, that's encouragement as a building block going forward. The accuracy has still been a little inconsistent. He made a choice or two that could have turned into an interception, but did not. For what he is playing with, I think two games in, it's not like he's going all great guns and again, some garbage time yardage impacting the stats when the Colts are playing softer D when it's 31-10 in the fourth quarter. So numbers can be deceiving, right? Two games in a row, the Texans have outgained the opposition and basically they've been blown out of both games. Another bogus football stat that way too many people cite way too often, time of possession. Well, if the other team goes down the field and scores quickly on you, who cares about time of possession? The Texans had the ball almost 35 minutes to the Colts 25, and the Colts had complete control of the game. So as one point of light, I'll throw in with C.J. Stroud on the offensive side. Nico Collins, a productive game, two in a row.
Yeah, the problem with C.J. right now, he's getting sacked too much, and that's not all on him. I mean, he has been sacked more than any other quarterback in football through 2 weeks. That's not good. He was questionable to play this game with some kind of soreness to his throwing shoulder. I thought for knowing that and then watching the actual game, I thought he looked pretty good. He made some good throws. I didn't look at him and be like, yeah, that looks like a guy with a bum shoulder. He's got to get the ball out a little quicker, and he's getting nothing from the running game. I really don't think Slowick helped him that much either. There were points in that game where it was just too far out of hand, and every time you hand the ball to Damian Pierce, he was just running into a wall. They're just running him up the middle over and over and over again and getting set up for third and long. I didn't like the pace of play. I wanted him to speed it up. There were parts in the game where they were starting to get back in it to where maybe they had a chance to make it close, and they were just running so much time off the clock and snapping the ball with, you know, maybe 2 or 3 seconds left and burning clock running the ball. So that really disappointed me, but CJ was a bright spot. I thought he looked good. The Tank Dell connection's a real deal. He almost had two touchdowns to Tank Dell. There was a pass interference that was a little bit questionable on that first touchdown to Tank Dell. That might have swung the game a little bit if it had gone, you know, a different way. Nico Collins, I echo what Charlie said, looking really good. Even Robert Woods. So the strength appears to be the wide receivers right now. But with Pierce, even though they did get him more touches this week, I believe he had, 15 carries and two catches, he had less snap share this week than he had in week one against the Ravens. So even though he got the ball more, he was on the field less. So I'd like to see them get that figured out too.
You throw in the loss of Laramie Tunsil late in the week from the offensive line, and they just don't have a competitive starting caliber quintet to be running out there. Damian Pierce, at his yards per carry rate, was only 34 carries shy of being a 100-yard rusher in the game. I mean, 15 for 31. It's just paltry output. I don't care if it's Barry Sanders back there or LaDainian Tomlinson. Pick your favorite running back through the years. You're not going to run efficiently, consistently behind what the Texans have in the blocking game at this point.
No, and I'd like to see Schultz get going, you know, at tight end a little bit more. He caught some passes, but they were very, very much at the very end of the game. So it'd be nice if you could get him going. There were some passes that weren't quite accurate enough, or you know, maybe it was on Schultz to make some better plays. It'd be nice to be able to count on somebody besides those guys. But I think Slowik is the one where we really got to look at him on the offensive side of the ball. Steichen outcoached him. I don't even think it was close. The Colts looked like they knew what they were doing. Two quick touchdowns and you're down 14 in the blink of an eye. And that's tough on CJ too, where, okay, here we go. We're already down 14 at home and everybody's just kind of getting to their seats. So it was pretty fast. The atmosphere was interesting. I saw a lot of Colts fans in the stands, but overall, there's something to build on. CJ looks, you know, the comparisons are going to be there, him versus Anthony Richardson. A lot of people are like, oh, based on this, would you rather had Richardson over Stroud? Me today, I'm happy with Stroud because Richardson's now left both games to start his career with injuries where, you know, Stroud, he even though he's been a little dinged up, he's played. And I'd like to see a guy throw the ball because his career is going to be a little bit longer. So we'll wait and see. But early returns, I think CJ looks pretty good.
Boy, Josh, I want to echo your sentiment on just the pace of play because the Texans were down early, but you could not tell that by the speed at which they were running their plays on offense. It was very questionable. With the thickest sense of irony, I'll ask you your takeaways from the defense where there were none for the Texans. It was a massacre that started early. After getting gashed on the ground by Anthony Richardson, it appeared Houston might get a reprieve when Richardson leaves concussed. Instead, Gardner Minshew just proceeds to carve them up with a big assist from Zach Moss, whose 88 yards on the ground felt more like 388 yards. No sacks, no takeaways. Andy goes 4-for-4 in the red zone. We went into this season expecting the Texans to be fairly competent on defense. What the hell happened on Sunday?
It was a depressing day, right? The era of new feelings and excitement. 25,000 empty seats easy at the kickoff. And that wasn't all just late tailgaters. It was lack of enthusiasm, and they wind up getting booed off the field at halftime by some. You know, after the Colts go 75 yards so easily on that first drive, I'm not going to say it's if the Texans had no idea that Anthony Richardson might pull the ball down and run. It just looked that way. And then after the strip sack, Stroud fumble, first play, simple little boot play, and Richardson strolls to the end zone there. So, okay, you lose the run weapon when he goes down. Gardner Minshew does have some playing experience in the NFL, 19 for 23. We talked about how C.J. Stroud constantly under duress, sacked six times, the one fumble caused. Well, the Texans never got home against Minshew. I mean, only 23 attempts on top of what Richardson had. Will Anderson's not going to tear it up every week, but much less of an impact game two than he had at Baltimore. I think Jonathan Gennard played some in the game. You're down your starting safeties. They just don't have enough plus athletes, I think, to raise hell. And a healthy Richardson, you know, we'll see what he develops into as a passer, but he'll be a problem for a number of teams as a runner. But as Josh alluded to, running quarterbacks get hurt, from Michael Vick to Steve Young to Lamar Jackson. So the Colts are going to have to hold their breath on that one for a while. In terms of the Texans, you know, yeah, win a maximum of four games, three consecutive years. Patience is not in high quantity. But if you're a fan with this roster, Rome wasn't built in a day. You give the Texans another 40, 50 years, and maybe they'll get this right.
Yeah, we were saying this last week, just the injuries to the offensive line alone. It might be a month or halfway through the season where we actually really see what this Texans team is capable of, just to be fair to them. But as far as the defense and the coaching overall, I got to give it to Steichen. You know, we talk about Gardner Minshew. Well, remember, he was in Philly with Steichen before he came to the Colts. So that was pretty smart for Steichen to bring him over, a guy that already knows the offense. And then sure enough, your quarterback gets hurt and he goes in and dices up the Texans. But we got to give D'Amico a little bit of the blame here. The defense didn't look great. I can only compare to what's recent. Lovie Smith, I look at last year against the Colts in the opener. Lovie's defense only gave up 20 points to the Colts. I know, different quarterback, all that kind of stuff. But this is what we can go off of. Second game of the season, they lost to the Broncos 16-9. You know, so that's defense doing a good job of keeping you in the ball game. Whereas we look at the games here, you know, yesterday's game, what was it, 30-something points? And then last week, I believe it was 25 the Ravens put up. So defense better under Lovie. And Lovie didn't have Will Anderson out on the field. And a lot of us were talking about with C.J. Stroud, oh, we're going to regret, you know, drafting C.J. Stroud. They should have just taken Will Anderson instead of going for both guys. Now I'm starting to feel like they should have just drafted C.J. Stroud and let Anderson go. And then you'd still have that top pick. But it's something to watch. The only other big kind of narrative going around the defense is these injuries. And we've heard some whispers that it's been a very physical camp with the Texans, that, you know, D'Amico likes his guys to practice. Well, man, you're down to what, your fifth safety now. And then the signing of Jimmy Ward, he hasn't played yet. I mean, he's a 32-year-old defensive back. A lot of times those guys get hurt. So I think a lot of this stuff we might have been able to see coming if we're really paying attention.
On Slowik, first-time play caller, coupled with a rookie quarterback, you're going to have hiccups and bumps. Now, over the course of the season, what fans should expect to see and what the Texans better demand internally is consistent progress in those areas. D'Amico yesterday, as a first-time head coach, I don't know where the blame was, special teams coach, defense, where the Colts obviously run their offensive personnel back out on the field to just take a delay of game penalty. And the Texans get in a scramble, wind up burning a timeout, and then the Colts just send the punt team out. So there are going to be those grind your teeth, shake your head, bang your head against the wall moments with this team, and everyone's just going to have to deal or come back when they're better.
Well, speaking of coming back, that's going to be it for this episode of Texans on Tap. We're doing an early look at Texans Jags in tomorrow's episode. You can get the audio version of that early on podcast. Thanks for listening, and as always, go Texans.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.